what above that they give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth of my mouth, it shall not return back to me, but you miss the good place to say amen.
Amen.
But it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing which I have sent. Every word of God that God has sent to you, God will bring them to come to pass.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And verse 12, that is where I am taking my message from. Verse 12 says, you shall go out with joy.
Amen.
God will bring you out of this week with joy.
Amen.
God will bring you out of this month with joy.
Amen.
God will bring you out of this year in joy.
Amen.
There will be no disaster.
Amen.
There shall be no sudden death.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The mountains and the hills shall bring forth into singing with joy.
Amen.
And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And instead of hawthorn shall come up cypress tree. Instead of bran shall come forth little tree. It shall be to the Lord for a name. And everlasting that and shall not be cut. Holy Spirit, please upon your word this morning. Do only, continue to do only that which you can do. Holy Spirit, let our life bring glory to the name of Jesus this morning. Breathe upon your word. Use it to transform our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. So will it be in Jesus' name. I want to conclude our series or this series we have been running this month on the subject of unlimited jubilation. Is our month of praise. Is our month of rejoicing. And I want you to know that it is joyful lifestyle that leads to an adventurous lifestyle. Particularly, verse 12 in NLT of that Isaiah 55 verse 12 says, you will live in joy and peace. Isaiah 55 verse 12 says, you will live in joy and peace. Meaning that God wants me and you to embrace a lifestyle of joy. God wants me and you to embrace a lifestyle of joy. Praise the Lord. Why? It is joyful lifestyle that leads to an adventurous lifestyle. Why? Because Psalm 126 verse 5 says those that sow in fear, they will only reap the harvest of their seed when they just sleep. So it takes a joyful lifestyle to experience an harvest lifestyle. No matter what seed you sow, if you don't know how to rejoice, it's because you make it impossible for God to bring in your harvest. Praise the Lord, somebody. It takes joy. A joyful lifestyle is the password to an adventurous lifestyle. Psalm 65, Psalm 67 says, let people praise the O God. Let people praise the O God. Then the heart will yield its increase. We yield its increase. The harvest of the heart, Psalm 67. Psalm 67. The harvest of the heart responds to praiseful lifestyle. Isaiah Psalm 67. Say, let people praise your God. Let people praise you. The verse 6. Psalm 67, verse 5. He said, then the arm shall yield her increase. So if you want the increase of the arm to respond to you in any areas of your life, one of the things you will do is to be living, is to be living in joyful life. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Those who sow in fear, when we plant seed, let the seed of evangelism. When we plant seed, let the seed of every other. When we plant seed, as you have come to church this morning, when you plant seed and you help, you minister to others, to one of the channels God you use to bring that habit to me and you is the channel of joy. you are joyful, you will be able to connect to what God is saying. When you are joyful, you will be able to pick divine signal. The Bible says, with joy, you will draw water from the well of salvation. Most of us are not. When we are out of network in the realm of the Spirit, that is what's the biggest problem. Many of us are walking by sight. Many of us are not living according to God. Praise the Lord, someone. But the agenda of God for me and you, He wants us to walk in the Spirit. He wants us to live in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15. Galatians 5, 15. He says, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. In other words, be responsive to what we want to say. Be responsive. Let Holy Ghost control your lifestyle. God doesn't want me, your life, my life, to be regulated by the economy of Nigeria. God doesn't want your life, my life, to be controlled by negative dreams. God doesn't want your life, my life, to be controlled by circumstances of life. No, God doesn't want our life to be regulated by what we see in the natural, what we hear in the natural, what we feel in the natural. But how do you travel? How do you move from the terrestrial to the realm of the celestial and the world of the Spirit? Try to praise yourself. Praise the Lord, someone. Try to understand this, because most of us are not careful or pray to sway our belief system in the natural. How does that satisfy to what we see in the natural? How does that satisfy to what we feel in the natural? Listen to me, that you are feeling symptoms in your body. Feeling is not equal. That symptoms is not equal to sickness. Because anybody can feel anything. But you have to stand your ground. You have to stand your ground on what God says. Then how will you be able to do that? It is the Spirit. Please, I know someone who is told we are not supposed to be there because we see in the natural. We are, listen to me, before we come to Christ, we are outside, inside people. In other words, we are people that are led by what we see. We are people that regulate our life by what we hear. We are people that are controlled by the happenings of our community. But by the time we see Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have been called a spirit being. Because whosoever is born of God is a spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. When you are born of the Spirit, you are a spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. You are a spirit. We are our spirit. Listen to me. This is where we need problems. And like the message of last week, the problem is not the economy. It is not the economy that is the problem. No. The problem is not in the environment. No. The problem is not what that man did give you. No. The problem is not the type of the life. The real problem is on the inside. It's on the inside. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19. It says, as the water fades, answering to this, a man's spirit, we reveal him. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14, it says, a healthy spirit conquers all adversity. Most of the problems, the major problem we are facing is not on the outside, it's on the inside. And when we are living on the inside, it's the hidden man. The man is very inside of our spirit man. Because until your spirit has capacity to prevail over a problem, you don't prevail over the natural. Until your spirit man becomes healthy on the inside, he cannot be your physical body. Until your spirit man becomes rich, has capacity to believe your in the natural, your business is just destroying. Listen to me. This is how God designed this life. The natural world you see, which is your business you can touch, your marriage, your health, your body, your education, all of them, they are supposed to be covered on the spiritual world. Jesus said, the word I speak unto you, they are daily and they are life. You know why? According to the manner of life, it is the spiritual that are supposed to be controlling what is the natural. Praise the Lord. The problem is not an external problem. The problem is an internal problem. from me I used to be helped. I was being smart. How to be first of all be taken care of. Praise the Lord, somebody. Our spirit man has to be fortified. We have to open up our spirit. We have to open channel of our spirit. God cannot help me and you if our spirit man is not open for him. Because God is a spirit. And those that are worshiping him was worshiping in spirit and in truth. The problem is not on the surface. No. The problem is not in the surface. It's not over. The problem is not external. The problem is internal. Proverbs 23 verse 7. I said, in fact, to our life starts from our heart. Your life starts from your spirit. My life starts from my spirit. Listen to me. What I don't have, my spirit man doesn't have capacity to possess. My natural body cannot possess it. Life begins in the spirit. My life starts in the spirit. Your life starts in the spirit. That is why Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, that your heart is all diligent. Our life starts from the spirit. Praise the Lord, someone. Praise the Lord, someone. Praise the Lord, someone. That is why when we come to church, we are not to modify our spirit. That is why we come to pray. Why? Because a church is a place where we shall walk. And God, according to John 6, verse 3, is spirit. The word is spirit. The word is life. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from his mouth. That word that proceeds from his mouth is called life. There are two dimensions of the word. Let us mention the word. That word, you can start from there, then you have to move it from the local. Logos, from the written word to move to the rhema. Listen to me. The word, the what you lay hold of the word, what you lay hold of that word which is rhema, what you get out of it, it is that word that will become flesh. Praise the Lord, somebody. And all of the channel of making that word flesh, of making it a reality, is by praising the Lord's word. In this world, will I praise? In this world, will I rejoice? Listen to me. The currency of the kingdom we spend in the kingdom of God is not naira. We don't spend naira in the kingdom. The currency is revelation. What is the currency? When God gives you revelation, he has given you money. You are going to start one project, one time, and it's going to cost millions of naira, and I did not have one naira. God said to me, he said, I've talked to faith. God said, now go and exercise your faith. What is it now? He said, I've given you right now to walk. The Romans have provided my family. That says, Romans 5 have been living, and we have a black one, that's all right. And the gift of righteousness. Where are you going to reign? You reign on the earth through Jesus Christ. So I'm in this presence for you. Moriya Loba. Eshe Moriya Loba. Eshe Moriya Loba. Dorije Obuenio. Moriya Loba. You know what I began to do? After completing my revelation, I went and told the people I was sending the word to us. I told them. I said, I think it was the month of July. I told them, I don't get the sense of 2 months. I said, in 2 months time, we are coming for this program. Praise the Lord. So I told the elderly one about it. And I said, so when I mentioned it to him, I told the one that is a member of the family. Praise the Lord, somebody. So when we now met the head of the family, I had the that member. I said, have you told the Olorien? Yeah. I said, by so that we are coming for the devil. I said, tell me now. So I said, I dropped the attention of the Olorien. Guess what? There was no one there in the morning. The month of August came. When the month of August came, there was nothing natural that suggested that That thing was going to materialize. Praise the Lord, somebody. And finally, September came. So when September came, everybody, they were already expecting that Noya is coming. Praise the Lord, somebody. They said, Noya,
Noya is coming.
So we gave the date.
When we gave the date, when the due date was 1 week time, then we said to him, say now, you are facing the death of your life. Then everybody could see a big now. He said, which morning are you going to give to these people now? Then when everybody kept the door, in Ayana, he said, oh Lua, I hear it here, they have you, thank you, go ahead, go, papa. Thank you, go ahead, thank you, go ahead, I raise the old Timon for the road. Thank you, go ahead, oh, Baba. Oh, Noah, oh, Noah. Thank you, go ahead. Thank you, no, Shadow. I raise the end of you. Thank you, go ahead, oh, Baba. You know what I'm saying? Something that you can't even start measuring you. That you have things like this that you want to dispose. How can I say, I want to be good to go? And I went. I remember that day, I went through the Lawrence Street. I went through, I went to Lawrence Street. As I got to Lawrence Street, I went to Lawrence Street. And I went to I said, I'm teaching you something. The currency of the kingdom is not naira.
Yes.
If you want to be rich, it's not just after naira, just after the currency of the kingdom. So I told the young man, I said, look, I have to say that I want to spare. Praise the Lord, somebody. Then I just mentioned this to them that his name was Sunday. Sunday was his name. Praise the Lord, somebody. And then Sunday threw his brother. So, when they said, okay, we'll get back to you. Praise the Lord, somebody. Then, I think the day after, when they called me, when they said, that man was telling me that he has told his friend, and his friend is interested. Guess what? $300,000 came in that time. This thing is what? $300,000. For something somebody has found seen, praise the Lord, somebody. That is why you don't have integrity. You don't have anything. Integrity is different from things. Praise the Lord, somebody. Guess what? In some of those situations, the main thing is, I remember when the first step was, I guess it was 1.something million from 09. You need a new place to appreciate it. $4.4 million. When the spirit man is fortified, when the spirit man, in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 10, the spirit enters into me when the spirit of domain. Praise the Lord, somebody. So when you are joyful, the spirit can communicate to your spirit. So God, the last story short, to over 21 million there, that time, was saved earlier without going to die. I learned the scripture. I never in that time, I've never been broke. I've always been rich. So when they already approached, they said to me, what was it? I said, we are coming. I said, we are coming. When we did, we already were, we said, okay, it's 5 years, we are coming. And the water came, the water was over there. Listen to me, as the water came, asked to fix. It was the problem in our spirit.
choose your destiny. Listen to me. If I do like this, you will say my hand. Even if you put my hand, spirit. If yet the command came in my spirit, is my arm. Praise God. Life starts from the heart. Our life starts from our spirit. Whatever you can do to cut up your spirit, God, comfort your spirit. That is where the problem is. It is to help these people. Let them know we are in God. The problem is not in God. The problem is not reaching the winner. The problem is not your own tool. If you are the problem, anybody blame yourself. You see, the heart of the matter of the heart. That is why you cannot do it. That's why you must live with a joyful lifestyle. Listen to me. I went to write an exam in the way you. I was sharing with Woka. I was sharing with Woka this morning. I was writing an exam. I just finished the exam on Friday. Guess what? Anybody that is passing by, as they said, the man in the hotel room asked the exam to write, you will decide when I was in your school. You know what? If I read for like 30 minutes, after 30 minutes, you will have this great, I can feel that one for 30 minutes. If somebody has an exam to write by 4, my last exam was 4 p.m. last Friday. I was right, not long, and not developed. Please, there was something great that you know, something that has an exam. Great! I don't want to be free to go back there. What controls the heart is not what researchers are saying. No. And guess what? So I will be point one. I will praise him point one. Praise the Lord somebody. I will read point one. I will praise him point one. You know what I was doing? I was giving up and giving one man. Praise the Lord somebody. So when I started the example, I was mad. Before I wrote the exam, I knew I was only successful. I was already celebrating my success before I started the exam. I think I got everything. Praise the Lord. Lord, open the eyes of this precious people. Some of you become that Lord before they know.
Amen.
Some of you drive your car before they know.
Amen.
I know this problem. You are looking for money. Don't look for money. Money is not lost. Look for revelation. The currency is not Naira. The currency is revelation. Which one is it? This is the Lord someone. Which one is it? And that leads me to very crucial subject this one. Listen to me. Once God speaks to you, you can rest on that one. You can depend on that one. When he said to me, it was God that told me. He said, I've taught you to the work and get that. And he did not give me one letter. But if I was speaking for money, I would have missed. But I come with revelation. I have taken this work faithfully. So the battle of life begins on our visa. That is where victory are won or lost. Praise the Lord somebody. Yes, that is where victory are won. Any battle that is lost on the visa, you will use it in the natural. Anyone you win on the inside, you will win on the house. Praise the Lord. The battle starts in our mind. It's an expression in our mouth. And it has perfection for our action. Praise the Lord. That's how we win our battle though, in this kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, what is it? The Holy Ghost is saying to me and you this one. You must live a lifestyle of praise. A joyful lifestyle. What? Joyful lifestyle. We need your spirit man to finalize. It's medical because it will set you aflame. It will set you, it will make your inward man to be on fire. Praise the Lord somebody. You will misbehave to the advantage. Praise the Lord. Capacity to kick Africa. Capacity to drive him out. Capacity. Capacity to cross. Praise the Lord somebody. It's received from our spirit. Praise the Lord somebody. Praise the Lord somebody. When your spirit man is in fire, and then he wants to show, say, show, who are you talking to? Keep quiet. And you keep quiet. Because you understand the will of God. Praise the Lord somebody. So, what we are doing now, we are building up our inward man.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
We are fortifying that inward man.
I can't see that inward man. I can only see your body. See, this is not Pelumi.
No.
This is the house of Pelumi.
Pelumi is inside what we are touching.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
See, you see, that one person inside, that personality inside of you is the issue.
What that personality cannot accomplish, this body cannot accomplish. For you to drive your car, your inward man must drive it for. Let me share another story with you. When I got to this realization, I remember one day I was coming from the living room. And because my spirit man, I've seen myself driving my car. Guess what happened? The dealer did not know where I came out from. See, money doesn't talk. You are the one that can give yourself away. So I came out of Broadway. That was the kind of Broadway. They dropped me bars. That was why they dropped me in Virginia. When I that time that one. They call it Senior. Not the first off before station. And they said, no, anyway, we are just very sad. The dealers are there, they are selling cars. So when I came out of Broadway, that day, I went inside the cabinet. I was trying the briefcase. Oh, wow. Inside that briefcase, guys, what is inside the briefcase? My walkman. Walkman and the bus said that my computer and the messages I used to play. And the program messages I used to drop my head. So listen to messages. I won't listen to what they are saying. Pray that we listen to what God is saying. So I entered the car. So when I got there, the dealer said, yes, then he greeted me. How did I help you? I said, I'm here for this car. He said, I promise you, praise the Lord, somebody. I said, how much is going? And he told me the price. I said, can we get it? I entered inside the event. You know what? As I sat on the driver car, I heard the chariot. I prayed my spirit. I said, oh Lord, I will not be healed. It's not going to be your life. It's my spirit. I prayed that prayer, and I know I was able to communicate with it. So, I fired. I went. Praise the Lord, somebody. The evil prophet ran. Praise the Lord, somebody. After we did all of that, guess what? The next thing is how to pay, isn't it? You know what I told you? I said, okay, I'm coming soon. Praise the Lord, somebody. And before that time, I have brought my keyboarder. You know what? My first man has driven the car. So the first thing I did was that it was the same as I bought that keyboarder. This is like the traffic. Praise the Lord, somebody. I said, well, I don't have money to buy a car now, but I have money to buy a keyboard. So I bought the keyboard. Praise the Lord, somebody. I bought two keyboards that day. I bought to go for my car. I bought to go for my car. Inside, the transport fee $2,000. It's not the money. Stop making money. God opened the eyes of this precious people and the reality of what the world is saying. If you understand what we can say in this part, to be the beginning of your success, to be the beginning of tolerance for you. Guess what happened? I bought those two children. I bought my faith. In the process of time, so the car that was not worth that dealer. But fortunately, it was also in that act that passed. There I went to do two classes of faith and we saw the car that I bought. That I bought the key of the car inside. The day I bought that car was not the day I took money there. Was there a something type of That was when they were reading that. Whatever angel that is in charge of the destiny of the people,
put
that
down. That was the name of the street. Hand it to us.
That was the name of the street. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. Life will not give you what you desire. Life will give you what you demand. We are in a battle to be prospered. Therefore, wants you to be stranded. Therefore, hate you. He wants you to live with that kind of defeat. But it's always the victorious. Praise the Lord, somebody. So it's always the victorious. Your spirit man must always be victorious. And for the spirit man to always be victorious, he must always be victorious. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Because joy comes from our spirit. Praise the Lord. Don't let the joy come from our spirit. If your body is sick, if your body is sick, according to Proverbs 18, verse 14, if you want your body to be healed, let your spirit man be healed. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Listen to me. I was down one time. And in your time, then, as I began to praise God early in the morning, I began to say, praise God, I began to give him that. I was not appreciating it. I said, well, I will be having pain in this part of my body now. I said, my hands now, in God's name. I said, my ears can hear. I said, I can walk. I said, I began to say, all of this stuff. Luke chapter 17, verse 19, don't give to myself. He said, Elijah, go to the king, and please ask him to. And he said, I'm healed. I'm healed. He said, I'm well. I feel strong. I said, I'm healed. I'm well. I'm whole. I'm strong. Yeah? So I asked him, I was carrying that word for the first time. You know what? I am feeling my heart. When my demon is hiding, my body has just said this. Guess what? He said one of our men came that time from UK. He and the wife we came. And we were to meet in the fair or something. I drove by myself. Praise the Lord, somebody. Because God said, rise up, go your way. Your feet are huge. By myself, even from the bed, the same person that is lying on the sick bed, the same person that drove the car to this bed, is still alive. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, to receive this holy day.
Fire, sing me, help me to sing.
Yes, I shall be born, oh.
Like what I was sharing with one another, I did reference to in the concerning the exam. I was going to write it and I was feeling this way. Praise the Lord, somebody.
That gave me command.
That's what we need, command in our spirit. Where the command comes from is in our heart. Eating man. That man is eating to your flesh like me. Until that you cannot die, but that man is wounded beyond the death. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. So whatever you need to do, fortify that one man. And let me fortify it by singing his praises. When you are singing his praises, Psalm 20 is a God in our feet. Praise to our children. Let our God fill our spirit not with fire. If we fill our spirit with strength. That is why Nehemiah 8 says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Our spirit might want to see that strength as we are praising him. Strength to do what? Strength to buy the house. Strength to do what? Strength to buy the house. Strength to do what? Strength to be healed. Strength to do what? Strength to be delivered. Praise the Lord so much. Praise the Lord, somebody. Strength comes from our spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. So, that's what happens. Take a joyful lifestyle. A joyful lifestyle can lead to a blessed lifestyle. Is somebody blessed this morning? Is somebody blessed this morning? So, if you don't hear anything, one of your people in this house should be joyful lifestyle. It is what a blessed soul. Now, I want to give you about 5 or 7 memorable words of inspiration. Holy Ghost is wanting me to write those words as I came for this time. I want you to write them on the subject of praying, on the subject of joy. Number one, life there to be motivating you, inspiring you. It is joyful praise that leads to a blessed life. Psalm 67, verse 36. Amos chapter 9, verse 23. It is joyful praise that leads to a blessed life. Number two, Psalm 67, verse 36. Let the people see what they have in this place. And number two, it is celebration. It is celebration in hope. Celebration in hope or expectation that leads to manifestation. It is celebration in hope and expectation that leads to what? Manifestation. Psalm 126, verse 5. Number 3, another quote I was inspired to write this morning. The joyful praise is a spiritual medicine that will cure any form of sickness, any form of illness, any form of problem. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, he said, the joyful, in very heart, dwells in life medicine. So when you are praising God, you are taking spiritual medicine. Number 4, the more you magnify God, the smaller your problem becomes. The more you magnify God, the smaller your problem becomes. The less you magnify God, the bigger your problems become. The more you magnify God, the smaller the mountain. The less you magnify God, the bigger the mountain. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. The Lord will bring you. Number 5, we are not joyful and praiseful. We are not to be joyful and praiseful because everything is alright. We are to be praiseful and joyful for everything to be alright. Like that, I will go for this. We are not to be joyful and praiseful because everything is alright. We have to be joyful and praiseful for everything to be alright. Praise the Lord, somebody. Second Corinthians chapter 20, verse 20. Since we are not alright for the ocean and not the rain, they began to praise God. As they began to do their work, God sent a portion and everything was alright. Then number 7, it is joyful lifestyle that always lead to a victorious lifestyle. It is joyful lifestyle that always lead to a victorious lifestyle. It is joyful lifestyle that always lead to a victorious lifestyle. Praise the Lord. Then finally, joyful praise is the strength of effective lifestyle of faith. Joyful praise is the strength of effective lifestyle of praise. Joyful lifestyle is the strength of effective lifestyle of faith. Joyful praise is the strength of effective lifestyle of faith. Lifestyle of faith. In other words, if you don't want your faith to be weak, you want to empower your faith to develop habits of always being joyful. Praise the Lord, somebody. Let's rise and after this week. We are going to continue our next week. Let's rise and after. Let's rise and after.